So to add a questionnaire to your course, go to your course and turn editing on. And then under add an activity, questionnaire is one of those options there. And that'll ask you to give it a name. So I'm going to call it course feedback. And you can give it a little summary as well. Make that a bit smaller. Give it a summary. And then down here you've got some of those options. So you can have open and close dates. By default, these are grayed out, but you can actually say this questionnaire will open on the 10th of May at this time and will close it on the 11th of May. Respond many, I would probably choose to respond once for this. You can either have full name recorded or anonymous. So I'm going to make this one full name. You can actually reveal the answers once the students have submitted it. So when they've finished, they can see what other people have said. Maybe not so appropriate with a course evaluation. It might be useful, I don't know. So we'll go never. And there's no submission grade there, no grade. And down below you have any of the public templates that people have created and shared with you. So you can start one, create a new one from scratch, or you can use one of these. And the one that has been set up for us is the course reflection questionnaire. If you're not sure which one it is, just click on it and it'll pop up for you to have a look. And just, oh, that's right, I do want that one. So you click that and then go save and display, and you've got that questionnaire on your course ready for your students to fill out. So it's actually really, really easy. I won't go into creating your own questionnaire from scratch because that's a bit more complicated, but that is a basic summary of how questionnaires work, is a really good little introduction.